So is this seminar entitled, it's dealing with protection. Protection of Sankirtan devotees. Of course, the logical question may arise right away in the beginning is, are the Sankirtan devotees under attack? Do they need to be protected from what? So, naturally, every devotee in this material world feels under attack. Under attack of the three modes of material nature, under the attack of the modes of the material nature as such. And since this is, we are supposed to talk specifically about Sankirtan devotees, those they go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, we may address a special type of dangers which they may encounter while doing so. All in all, this material world is a place which is called Bhayam, place full of fear. Because naturally, if you don't know who you are, and if you are like looking for something which you will never find, you become fearful. Yeah? You don't know who you are, and you are looking for something they don't have. So naturally, you become very fearful, and on top of that, somebody switched off the light. So it's very dark. Prabhupada said that the whole concept of light in this material world is in itself an illusion. It's a dark place. So the only light we receive is actually a light from Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is meant to make people abhayam, fearless. Now how can this be done? This is not a question of just some mental adjustment. You cannot sit down and say, okay, now I'm fearless. Fear will be there anyway. First of all, if you sit down and say you are fearless, you will be afraid of somebody who doesn't believe you. So then immediately you will develop the fear, I have to defend my fearlessness. And that's already fear. So a real fearlessness can be experienced. Srila Prabhupada gave us the formula. He said, the best defense is a good offense. This means, Srila Prabhupada, right away from the beginning, when we joined this movement, put us in an active role of a preacher. He put us in an active role in kirtan. He said, the most safe position you can have is in kirtan, inside. That's the real protection. Then he enlarged the kirtan. He took the small mridanga into the streets and make it to a big mridanga, his book distribution, which is nothing else as actually a big mridanga. Prabhupada said small mridanga can be heard a few houses around the block, but the really brihat mridanga, the big mridanga, the book distribution can be heard all over the planet. And this is a fact. So naturally, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, such a devotee who goes out and plays the big mridanga takes the risk to distribute Krishna consciousness. He is most dear to me. So the ultimate protector of this movement, Srila Prabhupada, made it clear to us from the beginning that those they preach and specially distribute books, they will enjoy a special protection. Srila Prabhupada always had a special attention towards the Sankirtan devotees. Even he wrote me personally that devotional service is absolute. Naturally, any humble book distributor will find out soon later that anybody engaged in devotional service is a very special person. when you every day go out and you encounter millions of totally ignorant people, those few who surrender and even try to become Krishna conscious, they are very special. So naturally, as a result of your preaching, you also develop respect to those who actually pick up on your preaching and actually they become more Krishna conscious. Still, there is a differentiation even on a spiritual plane. Prabhupada said those who actually go out and distribute Krishna consciousness to others, specifically in the most lasting form, and that's through his books, they are actually specially dear to Krishna and they are specially dear to Srila Prabhupada. If you don't believe it, you can try it out. Somebody may say, well, that's what Srila Prabhupada said to his disciples, you know, so many years ago. What about us? No. Personally, I travel around Europe associating with different kinds of Sangitan devotees. They do emanate Srila Prabhupada's energy in so many ways. And they have realizations about Srila Prabhupada I get sometimes envious about. Yeah? So one doesn't have to be directly Prabhupada disciple in that sense. Srila Prabhupada is there in the process of book distribution. Anybody distributing books can experience that. Prabhupada said, if a man walks around advertising somebody, naturally that somebody will become very attentive to him. We know from our experience how fond we are of our names. You know, yeah? Even the glimpse of our name will immediately draw our attention. What? Who's speaking about me? So Krishna is also he is non-different from his name. And he is very grateful somebody is broadcasting the glories of my name. So I will read you an introduction, a very nice letter from Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada points this out very clearly. This is from 11th of December 1975. This is written to American Sankirtan devotees. And obviously, Srila Prabhupada was once again entirely ecstatic over Sankirtan. He writes, I read your Sankirtan newsletter with a great relish. Europe and America are in great danger. This Hare Krishna movement is enveloping them. This means wrapping them up. The Sankirtan devotees are very dear to Krishna. Because you are doing the field work of book distribution, Krishna has immediately recognized them as true servants. Just like during a wartime, a farm boy or an ordinary clerk who goes to fight for this country on the front immediately becomes a national hero for his sincere effort. So Krishna immediately recognizes a preacher of Krishna consciousness who takes all risks to deliver his message. It is called dhiravrata, determination. These boys and girls are mahatmas. Mahatmas tumam partha. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. This verse is applicable here. If these boys were under material nature, they would not take so much risk. They are Mahatma. They are real Mahatma, not that long beard and saffron cloth Mahatma. They are unswerving in the determination, dhiravrata. All glories to the American devotees. So, this is actually how Srila Prabhupada appreciated if somebody goes out and distributes his books. So this is all what we want. There is a very deep meaning to this letter. First of all, this letter is speaking about simple boys and girls. Well, that's us. If somebody thinks he's very sophisticated, he may be rather wrong. From Srila Prabhupada's point of view, we were all very simple boys and girls. And this movement was started by very simple boys and girls. Used to be called hippies. Some of us may think they come from some very elevated academic background. But from spiritual point of view, it's called also simple. You know, some of us are indeed very simple. All these material qualifications, they have nothing to say. Especially once we go in Sankirtan. Sankirtan is not a result of a material qualification. I remember once, I was in Stockholm in Sweden. I was a Tamil president there, and they told me, there is a boy here, he will be a very good book distributor. He knows how to sell vacuum cleaners. He never made it. He never became a book distributor. Because that's not the qualification. And I saw people in the last 35 years coming to this movement in all kinds of shapes. Sometimes very, very deteriorated shapes. We used to have names for that. Like in Germany we used to have a Bhakta. We called him Bhakta Frankenstein. You know, and things like that. I mean, he looked like that and he acted like that, you know. And so we called him like that. He became a very, very nice book distributor. Of course, initially people just by seeing him were running to the other side of the street. But by surrendering more and more and being very sincere, that's the qualification, sincerity, actually, he became a very reasonable person. He learned even how to smile. He learned how to look people into their eyes when he distributed. He had to learn that. He didn't know how to do that initially. So, and there are many examples like that. Actually, we all come from all kinds of shapes, backgrounds. Some of us committed activities which better they don't want to even mention. So, this is all nullified once you surrender to book distribution. Prabhupada very proudly quoted always this American priest who always asked, or the people asked the devotees on the street, "Are you Americans? Are you still Americans?" Because they couldn't imagine such a happy, shiny, you know, bright looking American. There was even in New York, I heard, actually, there was even in the police station, there was an announcement, if you want to find the Hare Krishnas on the street, you just look for the shiny, smiling people. That's them. Even they may be not dressed like Hare Krishna. But whoever is shiny and smiles, that's him. That's Hare Krishna. So, Prabhupada was very proud of this. He liked that very much. And this is all coming from accepting the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness to others. Krishna consciousness is not going to function when you keep it. It's not meant that way. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, they emptied out the storehouse of love of Godhead unconditionally, and the next minute it was full again. So spiritual mathematics means 1 minus 1 is 10. 10 minus 10 is 100. That's the spiritual mathematics. As much you give, as more you will get. And so for anybody preaching, you will experience that. None of us is a qualified bookseller. No. And our book distribution is not taking place on a platform where we can say, okay, this is now the seminar, how to sell a book. You say, hello, and hold the book like that. And then you make with the right foot like this. This is what they do. The Kamis are teaching things like that, you know. Well, that's not how you learn to distribute books. I give you again the example of Bhakta Frankenstein, who didn't know what to say even. So I told him, just tell people I'm coming from there and I'm going over here and the book is here. And he did that. People were going, oh, really? Oh, yes. But he did it with such a sincerity. But there was another problem. He didn't know what to say. So then I held the book in a hand, and he was looking at the book, and they were looking at the book, and nobody said anything. So then he asked me, what should I say? I told him, anyway, just chant Hare Krishna. So that's what he did. People were holding the book in hand, and he was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. I remember this one old lady, she just looked at him, and she said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm praying, so you take the book. And she was going, oh, then I have to take it. And she bought the book. It's how simple Sankirtan can get. I was last now in December in Germany in some special industrial part. I also ended up handing out people a book. They didn't say anything. They were just staring at the book. So I said, you know, the same mantra, the same thing what I'm saying once, same thing twice, you know, third time, fourth time, no response. People are just... So I look at the man, I'm going, excuse me, do you know how to read? And the man was going, yes. So then you can buy it. He was going, yes. And then he bought it. Then I turned to another woman, I'm going, excuse me, you know how to read? And she was going, yes. I'm going, don't buy it. Yes. Well, you know, that's a very simple way to do Sankirtan, but it works, you know. Because the real thing on Sankirtan is not reason and logic. The material reason and logic is at the end. There is no reason to logic why we should distribute these books at all. Everybody came into the material world to forget Krishna. Now we are here to remember them on Krishna. Why should they like to remember Krishna suddenly? Prabhupada said, I came here to America, nobody invited me. I invited myself. I came here and I started to practice Krishna consciousness. None of you had a plan to do this. But now we are all devotees. So Prabhupada even said, I tricked you. Yeah? In such a nice way that you start to do that. So, book distribution, Sankirtan, is based on sincerity, surrender, and recognition. That we become recognized. Krishna sees, here is somebody who didn't plan for it. He actually doesn't have really a big desire to do this. But a real devotee thinks, I have to do that. Because it's pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, it's pleasing to Krishna. If Krishna would say, distribute bamboo sticks, then we would distribute bamboo sticks. Ultimately, we don't care. If Krishna is happy by bamboo stick distribution, then we would do bamboo stick distribution. We don't care. But we know why Krishna is so pleased by book distribution. Why? Because you don't become so Krishna conscious from bamboo sticks. But you become very Krishna conscious by just touching these books. Prabhupada said, if he reads just one word, one line, his whole life may be changed. You know, his whole life can change. Just the existence of these books. And therefore Prabhupada wanted these books being distributed on a large scale. So there are as many as possible. Like when you throw out seeds, you cannot expect that every seed will fructify. But, actually, as many you throw out, as many there is a chance that something will fructify, something will come. Some seeds, they fructify in the future, not immediately. We don't know, that's not under our control. And it's not even our business. We just give it out. A Sankirtan devotee must be very simple in his understanding. That's where his strength is. Therefore, we find in the Brahmacharya department, there is usually more potential. Because Brahmacharya is supposed to be simple. What is the order? Where is the spiritual master? Sankirtan ki jai, and here we go. Please take it. You don't want to take it? Maybe next time. Okay, we go to the next. Simple. And that's difficult. Why? Because we are not simple. We are coming to Krishna consciousness with our, what Srila Prabhupada used to call, fertile brains. Fertile brains means like field, fertile field, many things grow on it. You know, it grows and grows and grows. It's called speculation. So we grew up on speculation. We are living from speculation. In a material world, whoever speculates most, he is called the intellectual. You know, he doesn't know who he is, he doesn't know what's the use of speculation, but he is speculating. That's called, he will get even academic title for that. PhD on speculation. You know? And until he doesn't know even what he's really talking about. Just amassing words, very fancy words, then you are really somebody. Well, that you cannot apply on Sankirtan. Sankirtan is very simple, and that makes it a little bit difficult. Because we are not simple. So, naturally we came to this movement for protection. Protection from what? Well, from ignorance. That's the biggest violence. Not to know. Not to know who I am, not to know where I come from, not to know what to do. That's the biggest violence. And that major protection we are receiving from Srila Prabhupada, who in a very concise and precise way gave us the definition, who we are. Not a designation, definition. Krishna consciousness is not another exchange of designations. In the material world, everybody has a designation. Therefore, it's called the world of names. You know, everybody has a name. And it's very important, the name. You know. I mean, we have to be careful that we don't copy this into devotional life. Like, you know, I'm coming from 1972. Nobody said those days we have a seminar. We said we have a lecture. It's a lecture, you know. Talk. Lecture. And about what? Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, finished. You know, that's it. And after that is Kirtan, finished. And after Kirtan comes Prasadam, finished. And that was it. You know, yeah? And then we all go out and give it to others. Kirtan, Prasadam, books. When Srila Prabhupada was in Germany, he actually, almost every lecture ended up with, take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, distribute my books and be happy. Thank you very much. We took it like a formula, you know. We chanted this on the street while distributing books. So, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple ones and complicated for the complicated ones. So the protection we all came for is protection from ignorance ultimately. And that doesn't happen from one day to another. We still feel fear because there is so much ignorance. Gradually, as the ignorance becomes removed, gets removed, then the feeling of fearlessness is established. For a Sankirtan devotee, it comes very quickly. It must, because he is operating all the time in a very fearful environment. We know stories, and I think every older Sankirtan, every Sankirtan devotee can tell stories. What actually dangerous situation he was exposed to. Like we have a whole Russian crew standing there, sitting there. Those they didn't grow up in Russia and didn't join in Russia, they cannot imagine what the pioneer, the first devotees in Russia went through. Even today it's not exactly without danger going out. But the first devotees, they came from a generation, then as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, they put you in a mental hospital. And they put you full of drugs. That's the environment they preached in. And what does these devotees do? They are more chanting Hare Krishna. And on the street, and openly. We had a big problem in Russia in the beginning. You know, it was, take it easy, you know. No dandavats on the street. You know. Yeah, we had the first preachers coming into Russia, you know, driving slowly in a car, and they saw the devotee there, some kind of devotee candidate, He says, the car, look inside. It's a Western preacher. Immediate dandavat. You know, and immediately there was a secret police. So, you know, so there was a problem with this. But these devotees took on risks, pain, prosecution. In Germany it was not that much different. We used to get beaten, we used to get chased by police, we used to do all kinds of things. There was an open appeal in the newspapers, as soon as you see Hare Krishna, get them. Please call the next police station immediately. We used to go out in the street, you know, exit the van, and the first German household lady seeing us was going, grabbing me. And she was going, I got him! I got him! Then the police came, you know. What did he do? Well, he didn't do anything, I just got him. Because they wrote in the newspaper, as soon as you see them, get them. So, you know, so that was the atmosphere. I mean, there are so many stories devotees can tell. I had a man pulling gun on me. Yes, you want a donation? Here. Why? I don't know. I immediately put my small finger into the gun. I told him, now what? The man started to laugh. And he put the gun away and walked away. Of course, I walked around the corner, I started to shake. I was going, whoa, what have I done? You know, I put a finger in a gun. And that moment, you don't really know what you are doing. And there are so many stories devotees could tell. We could go out endlessly, you know, make it to a story seminar. How devotees actually are protected by inspiration. Sankirtan is inspiration. That inspiration, as Prabhupada points out here, comes from the internal energy. It doesn't come from the external energy. If it comes from the external energy, it's not going to last very long. That's the proof. You can go on Sankirtan, distribute books by being passionate, you know, or ambitious. But it will not last very long. Ultimately, what has to prevail is the sincerity. So, to a sincere devotee, protection comes in the holy name, in the instruction of the spiritual master, by the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev. Preachers develop a very active relationship to the spiritual master. For them it's not just a picture on a wall to offer a boga, you know. Okay, very nice, I'm hungry, okay. Where's the picture, you know? Oh, I am more hungry, where's again the picture, you know? That, I mean, it's not the relationship. Relationship is that you go out and spread the glories of Krishna consciousness without fear. Once even I experienced being in a yatra where things got very complicated, very difficult, and you know, the relationship between devotees got difficult, everything got very difficult. And the local GBC, he did something really wonderful in that moment. He said, we have a book lager full of Chaitanya Charitamritas. So tomorrow a marathon starts and everybody goes out. It didn't make any sense because we had to maintain temples and so many things were going on. But he said, no, everybody goes out. So we ended up in a shopping street which was very long but not long enough to fit so many devotees. So every 2 meters there was a devotee with a Chaitanya Charitamrita standing there. The kamis were going like this, you know, they were just... And at the end of the shopping street, I was standing at the end, devotees drove whole pallets of books into the shopping streets. You know, the whole pallet just... And then by the end of the shopping street, I met people going, okay, okay, I will buy it, I will buy it. You know, they couldn't just give up. They couldn't escape. After 2 weeks of marathon, there was no problem. No managerial problem, no financial problem, no social problem, no psychological problem, no sexual problem. Nothing, no problem. So that's always like this when we have these marathons. In the beginning, devotees think, oh, it's so difficult, oh, how do we get... At the end of the marathon, they sometimes wonder, why does it stop? You know, what is austerity here? So it's obviously pointing out in the same direction, where the protection is, where everything is. Prabhupada made these books, he said books are the basis. And this is not just philosophically meant, they are the basis for everything. Prabhupada wanted us to build even temples on the basis of books. First books, then temples. As many books you distribute, as many temples you can build. No books, no temples. And the interesting thing is, we saw it, when you have temples without books, only a problem. Prabhupada gave him a lecture, I just heard yesterday a lecture from him. He says, it will become a burden. It was a visionary lecture, you know. He said, if you don't preach and you don't chant Krishna Katha, the temple becomes simply a burden. And the disciples, after the departure of a spiritual master, he says that, will think, our spiritual master left us simply a burden. What to do with it? And that comes when you don't preach. Srila Prabhupada liked temples, big temples, but full of devotees. He said even these temples should not be full of devotees, they should be full of books. And then devotees asking, well, Prabhupada, where will the devotees live? Where will the devotees sleep? And he said, if they want to sleep, they have to distribute the books. You know? And he was always ahead with translation and publication. So always the book distributors are always behind, trying to catch up with Prabhupada writing, translating and publishing. So this was the times I joined. When I joined, I had no idea about book distribution. As a matter of fact, just to go out on a street and look at somebody was too much for me. I hated people, you know. Just to go out and say hello, horrible. And I found myself surrounded by 60 brahmacharis who were screaming, Sankirtan Kriya Chai! And I said, what is this Sankirtan? Something to eat or what is it? They're going, no, it's book distribution Kriya Chai! Prabhupada Kriya Chai! And it was very easy actually. If you want to those days stay around, then you have to go out and distribute. And nobody asked you for the qualification. Nobody trained you even up. They put me on the street and said, do it. And I said, what? What shall I do? I had a dori 2 days on. I said, what shall I do? I said, just give it to them. I said, oh. Anyway, say something. We are coming from India. I said, but I never was in India. And I said, this is a mantra. So I just did that. I just said that. And some of other people took it. And you know, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. And then gradually I had to find out what I'm actually doing here. Now today we have much more training, much more knowledge, much more experience. Still the process basically remains the same. We are learning while we are flying. In Krishna consciousness you learn by doing it. That's the process Prabhupada gave. He didn't want us to sit down and become paramahamsas by study and then go out. Yes, he wants us to become paramahamsas, but by hearing and chanting, hearing and chanting, shravanam kirtanam, this process all the time, practice. So we come as fast as possible to the level of vigyan, realized knowledge. There's theoretical knowledge and realized knowledge. So Prabhupada has to be realized. There is no other better way to get quickly realized as to go on Sankirtan and distribute the books. If you ever thought you are humble, go out. You will find out. You will find a momentum where you will think, okay, if the next one doesn't take a book, I will punch him in the nose. You think, what? What am I thinking? I thought I'm a Brahmana. Oh yes, finally the pollution came up. It's like Prabhupada said, like making ghee. You put butter into fire, you warm it up, and the first thing which comes up is the pollution, the dirt. Then you scoop it, and then you warm it more up, and more comes out. You think, where is this coming from? This used to be a pure, I was thinking this was pure butter. Yeah, it's pure butter, but full of pollution. And then they make it again, until it's really pure ghee. So therefore sometimes devotees think, oh, before I joined and I was not going on sangha, I was so peaceful. I was sleeping all the time. You know, I was really peaceful. Now I am just pushed around like this here. They wake me up in the morning, you know, and I have to do this and this and this, and I cannot do this and I cannot do that. And then they put me on a street and I have to distribute here something which I really understand, you know. And but this is purification. So therefore, sincerity is the key. So only a sincere person, he can accept such a treatment. And he accepts it gladly. That doesn't mean he always smiles. You know, yeah. Sometimes you get yourself in sangha situation, you will cry. Even the strongest man will cry. You know. But these tears is just a liquid false ego coming out. You become more and more humble. You know. In the morning you may think, I am God. Well, in the evening it will be different. So, it's a wonderful process Prabhupada gave us. You know, a fast seminar, fast course on Krishna consciousness. But a very sincere sangitana will know that you have to keep your life in balance. It's not just a question of running out and selling books, we know that. The protection comes, as we mentioned, by knowledge. And that comes theoretical knowledge also, which has to be practiced. Both ways, again, same process. Hearing, practicing, hearing, practicing. And this is a perfect, Sankirtan offers a perfect platform for that. If you are a brahmachari, you go on Sankirtan, you sing it's heavy. Well, become a grihastha. You will find out where is your regulation, where is your time to read, where is your time to chant. And you know, if you really want to find out, then have some children. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You will see. You will remember the brahmachari day thinking, oh, this was so simple. My only problem was that the other Prabhu took my dhoti. Oh, a big problem. Brahmachari is always big problems. Prabhu, I need a new saffron color for my dhoti. Big problem. You know, very big problems. You know, so, if you want to enjoy yourself, really, that doesn't mean grihasthas cannot join Sankirtan, especially if they are trained up already. They could and they should. But it will be, of course, more difficult. There are even grihasthas who do maintain themselves by book distribution. That's amazing. It's glorious. Prabhupada very much liked that. You know. So, if one wants to stay protected in Krishna consciousness, one has to preach. And the best preaching and the most safe preaching is by book distribution. You don't have to say much. Just enough to give them the book. Perfect preaching. When there was a program, even here in India, big program, Prabhupada always asked, how many books? When there was many books being distributed along the program, Prabhupada said, very good program. Not so many books, not so good program. He said, what can you 3 minutes preaching do? Okay, we also do that. But, you know, we usually have the experience when we speak, we are not like Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't even say anything and he already made devotees. You just look at a person and that person was already going, yeah, okay, I will do it, I promise. Sorry, I forgot Krishna. When Prabhupada was up here, he just looked at somebody and that person was already in a defense. We preach for 2 hours and then people go, well, it's your opinion, you know. That's the end of our preaching, you know. Okay, you can start again. But when they take a book and they keep the book at home, Maybe in a at the particular moment they are not ready for understand or even appreciate the book, but their life may change. You know, they may face all kinds of very, very unpleasant circumstances. Usually it's the pain which brings the conditioned soul to Krishna consciousness, unfortunately. Only very, very intelligent person will join this movement even amidst some very materially spoken, comfortable circumstance. Usually we come because of pain. You know, some kind of pain. Physical, mental, social, economical pain, whatever. Krishna knows, Krishna says that. He said, they are all dear to me, who come out of curiosity, who come out of physical pain, economical need. But of course, those they come in a search for knowledge, they are most dear to me. Why? Because they will most profoundly understand the need of Krishna consciousness. They are most lasting. But everybody can join in. Therefore, we offer the possibility to go out and distribute books to everybody. Of course, some training should be there. That training should eliminate pain, so we don't make mistakes which we can avoid. Now, I don't want to turn this into a practical training seminar. I think we have other seminars for that also. But the point here made is, the ultimate protection we can find in Krishna consciousness is preaching. And while preaching, we should understand that book distribution is the most lasting and most affecting level how to broadcast Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, as soon the books are there, we become respectable. When we just talk, or even Harinam, sometimes they take like, yeah, they are just jumping here around, you know, in a vest especially, you know. But as soon as there is a book, they go, oh, there is some philosophy here. That's serious. That's how fools also become respectable in a material world. You have to write a book. In the academic world, they have a saying, you know, publish or perish. This means you have to publish something. Even it can be the most foolish thing, but it is a book. And they go, this is my book. And they go, oh. Nobody understands one word. But, you know, but it's published. You know, it's a published foolishness. So, what to speak of a published truth? So, Prabhupada very, very much stressed that this movement is based on book publication and book distribution. As long as this goes on, there will be no problem and no cessation. It's not possible to stop. So, it's not so much time we have here. I don't want to take time also from those that come after me. Maybe somebody has some questions or comments to this. We have some microphone going around. There was a microphone here, I saw one. Microphone, where's the mic? Who is the organizer here? Joseph, Bhakta Joseph.
The streets are generally not very clean, nice places. Rather, they're gross. And so what to do when we sort of get depressed day after day when we're just, you know, peddled books on the street? We start thinking, you know, what? I could be more doing something in higher circles and, you know, more. You understand?
Yes. That's natural. You know, when you're swim in an ocean of stool the whole day, you are really wondering where your purity is. But therefore we have to keep our internal Krishna consciousness very strong. And this is exactly what I can recommend everybody to come in the afternoon for Vijay Prabhu's seminar. That's actually what he is going to talk about. I am more like the outdoor slang bank man. He is the real internal Krishna consciousness, internal Sankirtan man, where it's very important so we keep our our Krishna consciousness solid. How do we do that? By very regulated life. Regulation is very essential for those who go out and distribute books. You cannot do it whimsically, occasionally, like that. So for again, brahmacharis who go out steadily every day and they are in this regulation, they have usually more easy time. And then association is very important. Because you do associate with the karmis. Actually, we shouldn't associate with them, they should associate with us. So one has to be very strong for that. There is so much, especially today, there is so much agitation on the streets. Even I noticed, even when I was going on Sankirtan first time 35 years ago, you cannot compare this of today. What you get to see, the way people act, the way they speak, you know, it's so degraded. So one has to protect oneself in a practical sense on the street, constantly chanting. Sometimes new devotees go on the street, they distribute and they think, how can I chant? People will hear that. So what? We don't care. Like Prabhupada, he had this outlook towards the world. This is Krishna's world. And we belong to Krishna, so this is our world also. You know, like one time a devotee told him, Prabhupada, the day will come, a devotee will have their own airlines, their own airplanes. Prabhupada said, we have it already. These airplanes are made for us, so we can fly around. You know, so it like that. So one should not be so much concerned with the social outlook in that regard. One should just chant firmly and nicely, present these books. And very important is the association and of course the whole lifestyle. You know, therefore we don't see anybody distributing books who is going beyond the four regulative principles, at least not in the long term. You know, it's very difficult. Sometimes they ask us, what do you do with people who deviate and then how do they distribute books and this? They don't. Usually they don't. We are quite unique in our process of book distribution. You don't find much competition on the street. You know, yeah. Sometimes they try different groups to imitate this. It doesn't last for long because of that purity. Said Prabhupada said, the purity is our unique asset. Purity in purpose, purity in action. So, and then we have, especially today, we have so many other refreshment programs. You know, we have so many refreshment programs for Sankirtan devotees. Sankirtan devotees can join some preaching programs. That's like the next stage. If you have problems with directly handling the book distribution, you can join some preaching program. Nowadays people go to India here, join some parikramas and parayatra. There you can also distribute. Like I was just last year on a Slovenian parayatra. In Slovenia is a small country, but it's very ideal for parayatra, for walking. And the whole Sankirtan was there, all the Sankirtan devotees, and they were completely refreshed. Because here suddenly you were not alone on the street distributing books, but you know, whole procession came with bull and kirtan. And when you go in a small village like this, all the people, they all come out, and actually the book distribution became quite big. This is wonderful, but along that, but this is also very refreshing. So, it's a fact that we can only go ahead as much as we have. You cannot drive a car with an empty petrol tank. So sometimes we have to refuel, but we should never lose the idea and the motivation to go out and distribute. And there will be also others who want to go out too. They need assistance. They need help. It's a duty of every, especially older Sankirtan devotee, to help the younger ones. Book distribution should not die with us. You know, the last book distributor died here. Something else?
We noticed that the leadership nowadays doesn't push book distribution as much as they used to. So what do senior devotees do in such a situation?
Oh.
Well, yeah, senior Sankirtan devotees.
Now we get controversial. No, we don't want to be controversial. Actually, speaking just for Europe, I never went to America. I was just in Europe all the time, Scandinavia. Huh? I'm staying mostly in Europe. So there is a great increasement of encouragement for book distribution. It's a fact that was for years was not too much of that. But presently we experience really a great increasement of encouragement for book distribution. Well, they are. Well, I can give you practical places. If you want to go to Germany, there was no practically zero book distribution for a long time. Last marathon in Germany was 80 people out there distributing. That's a lot. We never had this even in our best days. Yeah. There are a few more places, and there are places like which really need bad assistance, like France, you know, Spain, could do also better. So, you know, so things like that. Yeah, they could do. There used to be all big book distribution going on there. And it's wonderful, I heard. The devotee is distributing, no problem. So the preaching field is perfect. That's right. Well, you know, those they want to distribute books, they could also make some noise about it. Yeah. Yeah. We are living in an age of democracy, you know.
But it's not working so much as democracy.
Huh?
Not working so much.
Prabhupada himself said, that's how why we want so much books being distributed, because of the democracy business. Because when we affect the masses with book distribution, they will actually make noise. And the pressure comes from below.
So many people, so many devotees, especially, have so much scare about leaders, because, for example,
First of all, when we get into this, the leaders, you know, yeah, then that's a little bit too simplified, oversimplified. You have to understand that the leaders are also devotees and they are struggling on their own. So therefore, let's have some compassion upon the leaders. Whoever tries to be a leader, go ahead and try it. I was just a temple president for 15 years. I can tell you I will never do this again. But, you know, that's my personal problem. Yeah, so it's a very ungrateful task to be leader of anything in Kali Yuga. You can do anything what you want. You do something, immediately there will be hundreds of people coming. Well, pooh, ha, pooh. In my opinion, I think, I believe. So therefore, you don't find many leaders. Like amongst karmis, you find only the most stubborn, senseless, type of people dominating the leadership posts. They are practically on a level of rhinoceros, or an elephant. Just doesn't feel anything, just standing there. They have to shoot him or drag him away from the post. He will not move. No conscience, nothing. Just... So this, usually amongst devotees is not like that. Amongst devotees, every bona fide leader has the feeling, oh, I wish I could do something else. And he is very often doing it plainly because out of duty. It's not fun in Kali Yuga to be a leader. Not at all. Especially not in the absence of Srila Prabhupada. You have no idea what an easy time we had when Prabhupada was here. And how difficult it was. If you think there is any problems today we have, which were not there when Prabhupada was there, they were all there. All there. The whole catalog, I can give you the whole list of problems. They were all there when Prabhupada was here. But Prabhupada was going, no, not good. Finished. No more meeting. Here in Mayapur once, there was so much discussion. Prabhupada said, what did he say? He said, so much discussion, so much revolution, no solution. So he said, everybody in a kirtan. He said, I'm now the GBC here. Finished. In a kirtan, everybody. And they all went in a kirtan going, it's bliss, It's great. Let's take prasadam and go in a kirtan. What's the problem? Sounds almost like a fairy tale from today's point of view. So, but that was easy. And it's always like that. When a person of that kind of size and magnitude leaves the planet, naturally it's not going to be that easy. Proportionally to that, how many problems we are surrounded with, we are still surviving, quite good. Otherwise you wouldn't sit here. But there is certainly, a need to, and that's actually, to be quite frankly, I didn't pick up this title for the seminar, Protection of Sankirtan Devotees. This was done by somebody who actually felt that I was in the past very active protecting Sankirtan Devotees, and something should be said in this issue. Because it's needed. It's absolutely needed. The Sankirtan Devotees, now I will say something really controversial, the Sankirtan Devotees should be the conscience of this movement. Conscience means that everybody should be responsible to the Sankirtan Devotees. Because of the Sankirtan Devotees, we should preach nicely, personally. Because of the Sankirtan Devotees, there should be no debts. Because of the Sankirtan Devotees, the whole management should be done like this. I was 25 years living in a part of Europe, where it was a rule that every temple president and manager was an old Sankirtan Devotee. So he always had to remember that, how was it in the old days? And there was problems, there was debt too. But still the prevailing mood was an absolute protection to the Sankirtan. We had a GBC who, in a winter, when the cars didn't start, because it was too cold, he pushed the cars down the hill with the Sankirtan Devotees in it. He packed his car full of books and he traveled around the country unpredictably during the marathon with a car full of books. And he was already a spiritual master, So for the disciples it was very, very demanding because they were distributing books and suddenly the car came up on the street, The window came down and he was going, do you need more books? He was going, yes, Guru Maharaj, yes. Last year in Ungary, this is a special place, in the Hungarian Yatra, Shivaram Maharaj, he found out that all the devotees have mobile phones. So he had a physically great problem even to move, but he got himself around, I don't know, I don't want to make some phony numbers here, some 80 phone numbers, you know, from the Sankirtan devotees. Everybody had a mobile phone. And so the whole marathon, the mobile phone was coming up. You know, how much? Even the deities got a mobile phone. And the devotees could actually send SMS messages, you know, to the deities, prayers. And the pujaris were reading it to them every evening. Somehow, whatever, I'm not saying this is the way, the only way to inspire Sankirtan. But there's attention, there's generally if you speak, but I mean, it's very simple. You want more protection, you want more support, and go for it. Who's stopping you? But don't do it in this throwing bricks, you know, regime, you know. Just more protection. Bang. That's difficult. That's not the way to do it. Yeah, he wants a mic. I don't know how much we have. We still have 12. Huh? 10 minutes. Okay.
So then how to go about this thing? Last year I personally approached the GBC and explained, you know, the field is more sweet than it's ever been as far as my knowledge of history goes. People come up to me and they ask me, do you have Bhagavad Gita? Oh, you have a shaved head, you have a sikha. You know, before they'd laugh at you if you had a shaved head and a sikha. Mm-hmm. Now they're asking for the Bhagavad Gita. But the problem is, one minute before I say that, I've listened to many old tapes of like Sri Dayananda Maharaj and, you know, big preachers that, as far as my personal knowledge, please excuse me if I make any offenses, that's completely unintentional if I do, these great souls that are very senior advanced devotees, gurus, GBCs, temple presidents, etc., are not preaching like they used to preach. I've heard so many tapes of, you know, that aren't really distributed anymore, you know, like Sri Dayananda Maharaj for one. Mm-hmm. I fired up, you know, everybody in my zone, if they're not distributing books, they're in my, you know, it was a little heavy, but, you know, it was good, and a lot of service was being done. And now this isn't going on. You know, I'm personally discouraged very oftentimes when I go to temples.
And you have to look for the sources of encouragement.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, in a person in my situation, who's a nobody, what to do? I mean, okay, I approached the GBC, they said, yeah, that's great, nothing happened.
We have the whole ISKCON world out there. You think it's just limited to one town and one village or whatever. And when you look around, you will find birds of the same feather flock together.
My point is that it's not the sending, the fired up.
Maybe not to the degree we would like to. Well, what do you want to do? You want to sit there and say, please, descend. No. Well,
no, from the authorities.
Yeah, but you cannot sit there and just going, shape up.
Yeah, so asking you what to do then.
First of all, who is stopping you?
I'm going out.
Yeah, that's right.
I bought my own van. I said, to hell with everybody. Right. I'm going to do it myself.
That's
you know?
Right.
And
you are not alone.
An island,
you are not you know? Alone.
I'm just some loser. You know, I'm just trying to do the
no.
best I can. So I'm asking. So there's no answer then. There's no answer to this question.
What do you want me to do now? To go over in a building and say, going, you know, okay, now it's enough here. You know?
If enough Prabhupada disciples do like this, there's going to be a difference.
Huh?
You know?
We do. I do in my field.
I can't tell you.
I get in trouble too, don't worry. But you have to understand, it's like, you know, it's many, many persons involved in this society. And the first thing, you do the right thing. You get your van, go out. But we cannot demand, this is a policy which drives you to the point of despair. We cannot demand that the whole world around you will shape up. Every older devotee can present you a long list of complaints and things he sees he doesn't want to see. You know, every older devotee can do that. Personally, I did that too. I have a long list. But what shall I do? Walk around with a list? Who's inspired to read it? And how can I go about it? So it's not harmful to be a little bit selfish on that point. Selfish means that you have to really look, what can I do for Prabhupada? So the first question is not who's encouraging you to distribute books. The first question is who is stopping you distributing books? And if nobody's stopping you, go ahead. I know places where they stop boot distribution. That's bad. But it never lasts for long. That's never lasts for long. But I know plenty of places where they really give you a green light. Please, go ahead and distribute books. So then, we cannot wait all the time until some big daddy comes and holds our hand and there we go. Doesn't work. I try in my field, whatever I can, I raise my voice completely openly. I say completely openly like that, but what can you do? We don't have a ISKCON police coming in, you know, just, he is not encouraging book distribution, imprison him. We don't have that. This is a voluntary movement. You know, there are sometimes people coming to this movement, I wonder where do they come from at all? And they preach things I never heard about. I think, wow, that's far out. Where is this coming from? I'm absolutely sure when Prabhupada would be here, he will stop it in 1 minute. One word, be finished, over. I cannot stop that. What can I do? So I go to those, actually, they know also. They remember still the same thing. And they go, you know, yeah, funny, isn't it? And then they do their own thing. That's how it goes. That's real life. Otherwise, how can you survive? How can you live?
I want to know if there is a policy about painting books by myself.
Huh?
Painting books, you know, by myself.
Printing. Oh yeah, Prabhupada said very clearly how it should be done, and you know.
Yeah, but we are waiting, you know, for Bhagavad Gita for more than 1 year.
Go to the BBT trustees.
Yeah.
And give them a hard time. But they will also tell you sometimes rationally, how can we print when there is no distribution?
Yeah, but there is.
That's connected. When there's distribution, there should be a print. Give them a hard time. And if you cannot print one with BBT, maybe you should ask another. I don't know. There are many BBTs, you know. Communicate this out. Instead of just complaining, communicate this out, maximum. We have to sometimes press our demands for preaching's sake. It's not your personal demand. You are not crying after a new dhoti. You are crying after distributing Prabhupada's books. That's bona fide.
Sometimes I try to convince Prabhupada disciples to come in and do Sankirtan with me. And I analyze, no, it's not the same way to how preach to the new bhakta.
No, it's not the same way.
So it's like I tell him, no,
it's very difficult to teach old dogs new tricks.
Yeah. Sometimes you become nice friend and slowly it's coming. It's not difficult.
I was wondering, do you encourage every book distributor to join a Sankirtan party?
Join a Sankirtan party? Well, yeah, I'm working, you know, in Europe we are basically restructuring Sankirtan. Previously it was easy. There was temple, there was Brahmachari Sankirtan parties, Brahmacharini Sankirtan party, you just join that. Today it's not like that. Not entirely. It's starting again, but so you have to encourage anybody who comes. Anybody. And you have to be there, preferably find a devotee who has already experienced a little bit, so he can train that person. Some training has to be there. Cannot just put books in people's hands and send them out. They can do all kinds of very, very unpleasant things. They represent Krishna consciousness. So nowadays, like I mentioned the example of Germany, they had 80 people out there in marathon. From these 80, there may be 12 real Sankirtan devotees full time. The rest just joined in. I mean, I was going out with the Mataji party, by the way, you know. Some of them never distributed a book. Usually they distribute and cry simultaneously. Anyway.
I was wondering, is there a Mataji Sankirtan party? And can you tell something more about if there is a Mataji? Somewhere in the world, anywhere.
Europe,
for instance, yeah.
Not much. Not as I know. Some established Sankirtan Mataji party, no. But there are Matajis who have a Sankirtan experience, definitely. I can give you later on if you want. I can give you some addresses.
Yes, I will be fine.
I gladly do that.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Sorry to disturb you.
Yes, we will go.
Just doing some work for the stage.
No problem.
If you don't mind.
No, we don't mind. As long as somebody who is coming after me taking, am I taking somebody's time now? We are reaching 12 o'clock.
Keep going.
Yeah. Otherwise, this is okay.
That's okay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just heard that the German Yatra had many problems with government, you know, taxes, about book distribution, because they didn't pay.
No taxes, the BBT debt to the BBT from the old days. Otherwise, there is no problem. As a matter of fact, Germany has a very nice example. They got a very good legal setup for distribution and for the Sankirtan devotees. After years and years where nobody cared, so we just, you know, we were taken by the police every 5 minutes. Now, very difficult. The police is very humble. Did they make a wrong move? They get immediately the copies from the last court cases. You know, we won. So, it's completely different. It's bliss to go to Germany and distribute. It's really nice.
Everybody speak English in Germany? We can do Sankirtan in English?
Yeah, but coordinate with the local management. But there will be, there's two. Everybody speaks nowadays. Something else?
When we are doing book distribution, one day we read more than 100 books. At that day, we feel very proud. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing more books.
Yeah.
How we come out from that pride?
By going next day out again. You will find out. That's the beauty of Sankirtan. It's self-regulating. It's self-regulating. This is a wonderful, if this movement would be based in this mood, so many problems will be gone. So many problems. If we would make it, as, you know, even meditating about that, like I mentioned, we had a whole crew of temple presidents, they were all previous Sankirtan devotees. And there was always an option there. If there is some problem, they have to go out on the street on Sankirtan. I was myself managing that. I had always a pile of books next to my table. And whenever things got too crazy in the temple, I just went out around the corner to distribute a few books. And it was like, And then I went back again, you know. Because you can, by managing Kali Yuga, you can become crazy, yeah, that's a fact. So, you know, so if this would be like, I mean, alone Mayapur, I tell you. I came first time to Mayapur maybe 1977 or 78. It was just this long building and the lotus building. There was nothing else. And the Prasadam hall and the wall with the gate. That was it. It was just dirt here. It was full of Sankirtani. What is this building here? You know. I came here along and there was the chief distributor from America on that first floor. He was going, come here! Next year I will defeat you. This was the mood. It was just that. I'm not saying now we should forget all the programs. I hope nobody misunderstands. I'm saying, there's a letter from Prabhupada, I could find it now for you. Where Prabhupada writes, by stressing book distribution, he writes the, I'm very pleased by the Sankirtan results. By reading such a good Sankirtan results, I take it for granted that all other programs flourish very nicely. You see? This is the... So I wouldn't bother with this being puffed up after 100 books. Just go next day out and you will see. Krishna will show. Fortunately, there is enough karmis and there is enough conditioned souls which will regulate us very nicely. by their false ego. Yeah, he wants to say something.
So, how to, for me a big thing is, I'm not, you know, so fired up, so I need encouragement, you know, specifically from big people who are like GBCs and like this, you know, the support they give classes to tell their disciples, their temple, etc. That was kind of my point. How to properly encourage them to do that, or is that not?
There's
so good?
A way to do it. There's a
yeah,
way to do it. But you have to understand, if you deal with leaders in general, they are, you know, they have a certain charisma. And you cannot avoid that. Now, this is something I'm talking about in theory because I'm not very good at myself. But, you know, when you approach somebody who is a leader, you don't go like, hey, oh, come here, you know. Yeah? He wants to be humble, but firm. So one can, you know, I experience personally in such situations that when you come in a humble and firm way, you get always good response. And, like I mentioned again, I can repeat the same thing again. If you cannot get it here, then get it somewhere else. It's always a place to get. If you speak about America, I don't know America practically at all, but I know a few really inspired Sankirtan devotees there. They will help. I mean, with the inspiration, then get it from them.
I'm kind of at a loss, so I'm thinking that you're saying, or I'm asking you, would it be okay or good for such a person like myself, and I would encourage everyone else to do that because strength in numbers, although demon crazy democracy isn't the best, but what to do in a situation such as this, to approach, just personally when I see the Swamis and the GBCs and everybody's walking around.
That's all right.
Say,
yeah, yeah. You
homage,
can ask.
Please.
Yes.
Encourage,
in a humble way, why not?
And preach to like that.
Especially when you practice that. To put it simply as a point on the agenda is a little bit theoretical. But then you really want to do it. You said you have a van, right? And you want to really do it practically. And go around. Ask for support, ask for help. That's what we came here for, to Krishna consciousness. We want support, we want help, we want inspiration.
Could you please say a few words about profit of the books in terms of different ashrams and what should be the principles and policies and that?
Now I can get really in trouble with the management.
So I just want to know.
Yes. In order to make a grihastha inspired, so he can make his living from distributing books, you have to make, of course, the books in a very, very accessible. Right? Now, in practical sense, all the books have to be stored somewhere. The BBT must be paid. Prabhupada was very heavy on this. BBT must be paid and the books has to be stored somewhere. So then you got the, you know, and the system Prabhupada set up was that the temple is selling the books for double BBT. And there should be something for the storage. I mean, you have to insure books, you have to store them. And that's where it should end. We should rather pay more attention to that, how these books are distributed. Not that we make the books, we tax them so heavy that nobody will even touch them. I know examples of that. That the books are so expensive, nobody will even think about this. But generally, the printing price, everything will be adjusted like that, so it's easy accessible. And this is where the cooperation comes in between the BBT and the BBT in general is just a supplier. They will go along anything what people want. They like to print. Like I know in Germany they print. They are very conscious about this, to print books in such a way so it can be distributed to anybody. That the end price is, you know, very reasonable, extremely reasonable. In Germany is a wonderful example of that. I mean, you couldn't get the books hardly cheaper. That's the reason why even people who don't distribute so many books, and it's one of the reasons why they are inspired and they go, okay, let's go on a marathon. Why not? Well, let's try it out. And a grihastha distribution, yeah, there are very few. It's a fact. Very few grihasthas mainly, because you have to really go full time to maintain a family like this. Huh? Determining prices, I can only mention the principle Prabhupada gave. How the principle is dealt with locally, I don't know, and I cannot control. Huh? You mean on the street as you are distributing? That's pretty free. Nobody can force you to sell a book for this price. Which puts us a little bit at risk that people go, you know, well, last week I bought the Bhagavad Gita from this brahmachari, you know, and it was cheaper like from you, grihastha, you know. You can explain people, I'm a grihastha. I have to earn some money to maintain family, you know. Yeah?
Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna, Babaji. I have a question. Babaji, like in Delhi, we go on the various efforts for book distribution. So many people say that, you know, why don't you advertise? You have very good books, BBT, also very reasonably priced. But why don't you advertise? So as a policy, don't we advertise in the newspaper or media?
It's possible. It's why not? I cannot really comment on the local thing, but it's a suggestion. You can speak to the local management. Why not? But in the West, it didn't prove to be very productive. Because it costs so much money to advertise, and the outcome is very mediocre. Therefore, in the West, rather we focus on inspiring the devotees. That's the best advertisement we have. In India, I would say it's a completely different field. It's very different. I wouldn't even dare to comment on this because I am not the India man here, you know. Here you can do things you cannot do in the West. Very difficult. Here devotees sell books on pallets and, you know, like this, and they give lots of books also very cheap or practically for free, and in the West we don't do it like that.
Mm-hmm. Prabhu, in his Sankirtan story,
Sankirtan
you can share, many devotees are here and make it more cool.
Sankirtan stories, there are so many. I mean, Sankirtan stories are supposed to be educational. So what do you want to know? Which lesson you want to draw from a story? I can tell you a story to it. Yeah, today Germans, they are a little bit different, like the Germans 35 years ago I distributed to initially, because every second German comes from Istanbul, you know. But, you know, so it's a little bit watered down, the original German approach. But of course, when you deal with Germans, you have to be very firm. You have to go, you know, hello, this is an authorized book from authorized people for the authorized price, you know. Very cheap, very cheap. It's authorized cheap. This is how we distribute in Germany. You cannot be coming with the Spanish ways or, you know. There we go. What is this? You have to be a little bit of a German tank, you know. Yeah. Sturmangriff. It's not much sentimentality on the street with the Germans nowadays. Never was. Yeah, you know, it's like that's every country has its conditioning. I travel around Europe, so I can tell you about every country how to go there. Except France, maybe I wasn't there, but otherwise, it's and Sankirtan devotees, they are not this body. Sankirtan devotee, he just wants to distribute books. Even within Germany, you will find so many differences. North Germany, it's like refrigerator. You know. It's
no. Yes. No. Yes.
You know, that's North Germany. And you come in the middle part, they are all Vaishya type. They're making, you know. So you go, you know, hello, this is nice book. It's cheap, cheap, cheap. You know. Even the towns are different in Germany. They have one called Baden-Baden. It's like Monte Carlo. It's like, you know, it's like a gambling town. So we used to distribute books like this. You know. Hello. Take one of these. It's like a waiter in a restaurant, you know. In that town, even dogs have earrings with diamonds, you know. So anyway. It's like, when you come to Bavaria, this is a kind of, on the Alps, this mountain people, they are like, they have a neck like an oxen, you know, just. And you have to go become physical, you know, you have to go, bang, and you go,
that a good book, we're good people.
It's only 5 kilos.
Okay.
You know, things like that. You can adjust. I mean, Sankirtan devotees, they can just do anything. I can take you to Scandinavia, you know, in Sweden, you can distribute, you know, hello, you know. It's like they don't even look in your eyes. They just go, you know, and you distribute like that. You just go, and you don't let it go until they go, okay, I have to take it, okay. In Norway, if you go to Norway, you have to say, this is for Norwegian people with Norwegian flag, and it's all Norwegian here, and we want some Norwegian money, and, you know, it's all Norwegian. They are extremely nationalistic. Tomorrow you will have a Tatvavada Prabhu. He is leading the book distribution in Finland. He will confirm that. You know what he was before he joined? He was an officer in an army. And they are all like that.
Oh,
you know, yeah, let's die for Krishna, yeah. Very heroic. This is the beauty of this movement, you know. You can be anything in this movement. Sometimes devotees try to be somebody else and they become a joke. You know, then you go to whatever. To Italy, you know. They are all just... And you have to speak Italian.
Hello.
That's exactly him.
Means I don't care.
So this is Sankirtan. Sankirtan can be so much fun when you go around. And Sankirtan devotees, they are like, you know, we are not these bodies, so you can adjust yourself. So what? That's the body they carry around, so I can play along with that. What's the problem? Eye contact. Very important, because it carries personalism. Prabhupada said the whole consciousness is in the eyes. It's not in the nose, it's in the ears, it's in the eyes. That's what you learn new bhakti when he goes on the street, because they always do the same thing, you know. They go, hello, take one of these. And people go, what? You know, and then there's no contact. So that's the first thing you teach them. Anyway, I don't want to get into this too much, but. You know, the first thing you teach a new bhakti, you know, it's very simple. Somebody wants a new. Start book distribution here. It's probably all book distributors, huh? Yeah? No, I'm just, you know, you're saying somebody very new one here. It's for the very new bhaktas. So the first thing, when they stand on the street and they all sing the same thing, they think, I cannot do it. No, I cannot do it. Anybody else can do it, I cannot do it. No. You know? So the first thing you tell him, hey, listen, there is the mic is attached here. Listen, there is people.
Hey, Mike.
That's how simple book distribution introduction is. So you tell to a new bhakta, look, they all walk like this. They have two hands hanging down like this. You know? So what you do is, you aim with the book for this area here. You know? Just like this. And you will see the book automatically comes up. So when it's 45 degree, drop it. The man has it in the hand. And he will stand there. And you say something. And eye contact. Look in his eyes. You know? Hello? And then you have to say something. What shall I say? We are coming from there and we go over there and the book is here. Oh. Something simple. Simple. There are distributors who are very experienced in the mantras and the simple sayings. But when you look in detail, it's not what you say, what it makes really to sell the book. It's the charisma that the devotee carries. Vijaya Prabhu, who will come in the afternoon, I mean, if you, there is a video recording of him distributing on the street, if you would see it, he has his, you know, he was distributing in Sweden, you know, he has his voice. Hello, I'm from California. You know, people go, oh, okay. And he opens the book and he shows them, this is bodies changing, you know, changing bodies here. And the body will die, yes. And then I go, oh yeah. Is it, and are you intelligent? This is, I can see you are intelligent, this is for intelligent people. And they go, yes. There's even an incident where they have a boy and a girl standing on the street, you know. And he goes as a boy and a girl and he goes, so who of you is more intelligent? And the girl immediately says, me. You know, then he goes, all right, then you can take this book. You know, it's like, there are different ways to do it. I keep it usually very simple. Because I believe that the book is distributed in the first few seconds. It's just a momentary impression. People go, ah. And then there's a whole thing how to do that. Then comes the advanced version, which a new bhakta has a hard time with. Because for this you have to control your senses. And you have to control your mind. And you have to control your false ego. All at once. Because the karma stands there with the senses, you know. So you have to control your senses with something. Hello! Oh. And the senses are controlled. Sound is very important. You look in his eyes and you go, hello! And different devotees make different sounds, but it has to be very concentrated. Sounds carries the consciousness. It's pure yoga. And then you go around the senses and you engage the mind. Hello! You know, and he goes, the senses are focused, the mind is focused. Now you have to go around the intelligence. The intelligence thinks, we should not buy this. You know, why should we buy this? So you have to go around the intelligence very quickly until you hit the false ego. And that you can hit by humility. Oh, yes. The false ego goes, okay, it's allowed. You know, and then you reach the soul and you drop it. You drop the bomb. This is all within 1 second. This is the